We're going to get your thoughts on the free agent stuff that happened yesterday, but Rick and I were talking about today's young player. So many of them are in camps right now. They're doing their auditionings. It's early July. All kidding aside, Gary, you got to be in shape all the time now.
Absolutely, and that's the key to all this stuff is consistency and making sure that, yeah, when the season's over, you need that 2 to 3 week period to recover and let your body heal, and then you got to get right back into it or you fall behind.
I think the biggest surprise, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is they all work hard, they're in the gym, they're on the bike, they're running, but coming to diet, I think that's probably the biggest thing that you, in my eyes, that you would have to relate to them is how important that is.
For sure, Rick, and it's the first thing we stress through my program and for all the guys that train with me. This Wednesday we have a nutrition seminar and we go through the nutrition, we go through the options for your breakfast, lunch, your dinner, your snack, how to cook it, how to buy it. It's as much a part of it as the training. And with the players that do both sides of it, the players that, make the right lifestyle choices, and then you add the proper training, then you get guys like Jeff Skinner, Steve Stamkos, James Neal, Stephen Weiss. I mean, these guys have really taken it to a new level, and they know what they put in their body as important as what they do in the gym.
Yeah, and Gary, let me ask you, we talked about it in the past, these young kids, I mean, it's pretty simple because the light at the end of the tunnel is, financial gain and longevity, less injury and, more production, which just rolls the cycle again. With the younger kids, say the 13, 14-year-olds that are out there and their parents, and you've met probably hundreds, if not thousands of those, my kid's ready. What can you say to these kids at 13 or 14? What is the test you would say to them to understand if they've got it in them to work this hard and be this disciplined?
Well, the big thing is the parents, they're at a stage where physically the parents are trying to decide, is my child ready to do weight training? And, for a lot of the people that come to me at that age, I evaluate them both physically and nutritionally. And for a lot of these young players and parents, I say, you know what? If you can accomplish the nutrition side of it early on and get your child to start making better choices nutritionally, then that's half the battle. And then once he's eating properly and then he grows, that 13, 14, 15 age where you can start introducing weightlifting to these young players, then they're so much further ahead of the game. And it really is it's
a challenge.
Preparation. Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's a challenge because the constant go, and that with three young kids and they're not really into the sports yet because they're a little young, but they're go, go, go. How do you convince parents that they have to put even more time in the structure of how their kids eat when they're running around like that?
No, there's no doubt. And I recognize, believe me, how tough it is for families. And like I was just going to say, Rick, it's all about preparation. You do the best you can at night to cook extra chicken on the barbecue or extra salmon. And you make a healthy chicken wrap the next day for your child or for yourself to go to the gym. You pack lots of raw vegetables and fruits that are very high energy, lots of fiber, good calories. You pack some hummus with some hemp seeds in it. As a dip. I mean, any way to prepare the night before, whether you're going to a training event or whether you're going to a tournament, it just puts the child in a way better position to succeed.
Gary, have most people bought into this as time goes on? Because, those of us that eat out a lot and you go in, restaurants offer different choices. Now eating a healthy lifestyle, it's a heck of a lot easier than it was when you were playing, Rick was playing, and even
certainly 10, when I was playing, because that's why I couldn't do it. Ross.
Well, where do you find hummus, right? In 1989. Come on, Rick, it's not your fault. But honestly, Gary,
I was on that diet for quite a few years.
Yeah, you were too. I don't want to push it back to the future. To the future. But anyway.
But is it a tough sell for you? I guess is what I'm asking.
Not for him.
It is a tough sell initially, but I think the players see it. For example, James Neal, I call him at Pittsburgh halfway through the year, and he's having a great year. And I say, hey, doing Nealer, how you feeling? He says, gosh, I miss the food you guys make me every summer. Because we make all the meals now through our new catering kitchen that we have for all the athletes.
Wow.
And it's so much easier now. The players come to the gym for me. They do their breakfast at home. They come in, they train, they leave with the rest of their meals for the day. And you know what? So even professional athletes, of course, they can afford it, but it's still tough for them to get that organized. The food is absolutely critical to your child or to a professional athlete's performance and longevity.
Yeah, and Rob, when you say kids, you're running 108 kids this summer you've got in your program?
Like in our program at the Fitness Institute, we have like 56 to 60 elite. Some elites are part-time, and then we have about 40 juniors in our program here. And, you know, it's so much fun for me because I know that preparation became my passion at the end of my career. And now to have that opportunity to pass that information I've gained on to young athletes and hopefully help them avoid some of the challenges that I had.
And you said, because originally you had built another gym and you had one up north years ago in Huntsville. Now you're in Uxbridge. You built a facility that's, as far as I know, state of the art, but it was too small for you. You've built a new one now. Where is that, Rob?
We're at the Fitness Institute at Shepherd and 404, and we run an elite program for kids that are 16 and up, and then we have a junior program for that really important age that I believe young athletes start to, you know, really try to figure out if they're going to make hockey a career, whether it's through professionally or through at least getting their education. I mean, that's the age, 14, 15, that these players really need to start focusing on their lifestyle choices in order to have a chance to make it.
And that's their age where they go into high school and things change. Different girls, absolutely, different situations. So it's a good age for you and for the parents, especially, I'm sure, if they come to you, Rod, they're going to understand this is the work ethic that I need to do. Am I willing to do it? And that's, you know, not everybody can say they are.
Well, and that's the key, Rick. I mean, you know, some kids, you just got to make sure they're there for the right reason. And I know that the young players that are there for the right reasons are making huge gains. And I couldn't be more excited about how the program's going.
Gary Roberts is with us. Roger Lajoie, Rick Natras. It's Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet and Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Gary, what do you think of free agency now? You're not that far removed from the game, but Rick and I were talking. We've been talking all day here about the amount of money that's being done. And I guess because of that amount of money really leads into what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's the expectation. It's like, well, nobody's worth that much money to play hockey. Well, maybe not, but boy, you got to be in shape and you got to be ready to make that. What's your State of the Union address about hockey and the way the business is going now?
Well, there's no doubt it's a huge business and the money that's guys are making, and I have no problem with guys making the money that if that's the market and that's what they're worth, I'm good with it. You know, it's nice to see the guys that are working their butts off and that they're getting rewarded. And as long as that continues to be the focus for players, and I think that is for hockey players, I think they're great people. I think generally they're brought up in middle class families. Their parents have had to work for everything they've got, and I think that's trickling down still today to the young players that I have at my gym. I can't speak enough about their commitment and dedication to the game, and it's really been refreshing for me to see so many young players come through my place and recognize that a lot of that has to do with the way they're brought up. So I still believe hockey is the best athletes and people in the world, and
I agree.
That's the market and that's what they're paying the athletes, and I have no problem with it.
No, and I agree, Robs. I think, you know, it's still hard to believe that someone's worth, an athlete's worth, well, you know, in hockey we can say $10 million, but in other sports 20 to 25, but it's such a big business. More power to them, because we know if they put the contract in front of us, Rob, we wouldn't hesitate to sign it, right? And so why should we expect anybody else to do this, you know, not sign it? So
yeah, and it's obviously, if you know, the salary cap keeps going up and revenues are bigger, then obviously for the players, they're looking at it going, well, the owners are doing well, why shouldn't we do well? And I have no problem with that.
Well, Gary, I'm sure there's a lot of young people who are really happy that you're involved in the game at this level, because anybody knows about the conditioning, it's a guy like you, for sure.
And how do you, Robs, how do you get in touch with you? I know a lot of people know how. I see your Twitter account and all that other stuff, but if people listening today that we're interested in maybe checking your facility out, certainly the new one.
Yeah, well, for me, it's info@GaryRobertsHPT, High Performance Training, GaryRobertsHPT.com. And I have an assistant in my office that will get back to anybody that's interested in our junior program and our nutrition package that we have for our catering options for people. So we really
just expanding,
about
hey, bud? You're just what? Expanding, are you? You're just, you know, conglomerate
you know the thing. I know that it, you know, for me, I played 13 extra years, and people never thought I'd play another game at 30.
That's why I was there when you were that. Yep.
Yeah, I know it has to do with what I did off the ice is what really enabled me to do that. And the nutrition and the food is as important as the training.